If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules related to prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javed, we are talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei, and let me ask you this question. If, you know, you're wearing a coat or a drop of blood falls on it, okay?
Yeah.
And the blood spreads into the lining of the coat.
Yes.
Well, is it considered one space or two spaces stained with blood? If it is considered one space, then it is not bigger than one dirham, okay?
Yeah.
And if it is considered two spaces, then it is bigger than the size of a dirham. How should one go about it and offer the prayer?
Yeah, that's a very good question because, you know, most of the coats or clothes we wear have, you know, a lining.
Yes.
And Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if the blood reaches the lining, then that is a separate thing. And the blood on the lining should be considered separately. And therefore, if those two stained parts are considered as one or put together, and if the total amount, the space is covered by the two, by the coat and the lining, is lesser than the size of a dirham, then you can pray with it. Otherwise, if both of them make a bigger space, or a space bigger than the size of a dirham, then of course you cannot pray with that blood, and you have to wash it.
Mm-hmm. Sheikh Javed, one of the conditions you said that must be or should be fulfilled when praying or saying the prayer was that the material or the fabric of the clothes that you're wearing should come from halal sources, all right?
Yeah.
And it should not be usurped, for example.
Yeah.
Because it's haram, in fact, to wear that. And so obviously you said that the kind of prayer that is offered in that usurped type of dress will be invalid, right?
Yeah.
But what if the person doesn't know that, you know, wearing such a dress or usurped dress is haram and it renders the prayer invalid?
You know, a person who does not know is not under any obligation. He can continue doing his responsibility and his duty
mm-hmm.
of praying, and his prayer is valid because he's not to blame. Ignorance is a bliss sometimes. You know, when you are not aware and when you do not know. You are not held responsible for not knowing, and when you know, you have to take action. Otherwise, your prayer is considered to be valid.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same case, in the example that you gave, a person does not know that his clothes is usurped, for example,
yes.
And he prays with it, and later on he understands or he comes to know that the cloth he was wearing was kind of, you know, usurped. In that case, his prayer is valid, of course, and there's no problem in the prayer that he offers.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay. Well, what about a part of this dress comes from that usurped, for example, source, such as a button or two?
Yeah, that's also a good question. Mm-hmm. You know. The buttons or maybe the thread, you know?
Yes.
The thread used in the cloth.
Yes.
Grand Ayatollah Khamenei is of the view that if the thread or the buttons are usurped, again the prayer is going to be invalid.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot wear a shirt whose buttons are usurped or whose thread has been illicitly obtained from some sources, from somewhere, and of course the prayer will be affected according to His Eminence.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, let's take a short break, Sheikh Javed, and we'll be back with more questions. Stay with us.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our dear beloved guest speaker here in the studio with us, talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, one of the conditions you mentioned earlier about the clothes, all right?
Yeah.
Or one of the conditions that must be fulfilled about the clothes of a person performing prayers should not be, in fact, made up of a part of the animal, which are specific, all right?
Yeah.
So what animals do you mean, or do the religious authorities, in fact, refer to when they say, for example, the parts of those clothes should not come from those animals, first of all right?
Yeah.
And how do we know which parts of those animals are najis or which part are not?
Well, the animals, whether they are halal or haram,
mm-hmm.
If they are not slaughtered according to Islamic law, then they are going to be najis. And you cannot pray with any parts of those animals, with the skin or with the bones or any part of the animal, the carcass or the dead body of an animal that has not been slaughtered according to Islamic law. And when it comes to haram animal, of course you cannot pray with any parts, even including the hair and the nails or any other parts of the animal. All of that animal is najis, and you cannot wear a cloth or a garment with the hair of those animals or that animal on your cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to halal animal like a sheep or a goat or a cow, okay, if it's not slaughtered according to Islamic law, its hair is pure. You can pray with that hair, but you cannot pray with the skin or the hide of that animal because it was not made pure. It was not slaughtered according to Islamic law.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What is Ayatollah Khamenei's position in regards to the parts of the animal which does not have a gushing blood? Is it permissible, Sheikh Javid, to wear a dress with the hide of such animals?
Well, animals, that's a very good question, because we need to differentiate between animals that have gushing blood and animals that do not have gushing blood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the animals that have gushing blood, of course, we have already explained the rules regarding gushing animals, such animals. These animals, the blood of these animals and the urine and every part of these animals, if they are not slaughtered according to Islamic law, or are impure. But when it comes to animals that do not have gushing blood, like for example a fish, okay, if a dead fish is found on the seashore,
mm-hmm.
and you touch it, it's not najis. It's it doesn't have gushing blood.
Mm-hmm.
And if, for example, a part of that fish is found in your clothes or on your dress and you pray with it, it's not going to affect your prayer. Now, the fish is just an example. You can generalize it. You can give the example of insects. You can give the examples of some species that do not have gushing blood. If a part of these species that do not have gushing blood is found on your clothes, or your clothes is made with a part of these animals,
mm-hmm.
then your prayer is valid and you don't have to, you know, change your clothes, you don't have to wash it, or you don't have to remove it.
Right.
Yes. Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that the precaution is to remove that that part or that piece from the animal that does not have the gushing blood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better not to wear your prayers with that part of a dead animal that does not have gushing blood.
Blood, I see.
It's more precautionary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Majaa ilaha illahu Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Sami'un Basir الظاهر والباطن.